Number 10. Every time I visit my sister-in-law, she always has a bowl of chocolate truffles out on the table. I am crazy about chocolate, so I can't stop after eating just one. And I always feel so guilty. Last time I went, I asked her where she bought them so I could get her some. She surprised me by saying she made them herself, and I couldn't believe how easy her recipe was. 8 ounces 60% chocolate. 1/2 cup heavy cream. First, you have to chop the chocolate into tiny pieces. Make sure you have a good knife and cutting board. The smaller the pieces, the more quickly they will melt. It shouldn't take you more than 10 minutes. Once you've finished chopping, put the pieces into a medium-sized bowl. Next, you have to heat the cream. Pour it into a small saucepan and heat it on the stove until you see it start to steam. Alternatively, if you're feeling lazy like me, you can pop the cream into the microwave for about a minute. Just make sure it doesn't boil. Now, you can use the hot cream to melt the chocolate. Pour the cream into the bowl and let it sit for about 5 minutes. Then, mix the cream and chocolate together until it's smooth. This mixture is called a ganache. Pour the ganache into a pan and put it into the refrigerator for around 30 minutes until it starts to harden. Take the ganache out of the fridge and scoop some up with a spoon. Roll it in your hands until it becomes a ball and put it on a plate. Your hands will get covered in chocolate, but that's part of the fun. I enjoy the next part the most. Take out some toppings. You can use crushed nuts, shredded coconut, or whatever's in your kitchen, and roll the balls around in them. I promise they'll look professional and taste as if they came from your favorite chocolate shop.